Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Mike Haggerty for Vicky Gonzalez. Hey, it's almost the weekend, a perfect time to hear music from Sacramento's thriving music scene. In any given month, there are many fantastic local performances throughout the region, and that makes it a challenge to narrow down which new or established artists to check out. Cap Radio's modern music hosts put their ear to the grindstone. Ouch. And they are in studio to share their, that's got to be painful, to share their top picks of shows to check out for the next 2 weeks. Cap Radio's host of Hey Listen, Nick Bruner, and Andrew Garcia, host of Music and News. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Oh, thank you, Mike, especially since we grew our ears back just now from all that grindstoning we've been doing.
Youch! So as curators of modern music, you both showcase local talent and began sharing a segment on Cap Radio's Instagram about local concerts to check out. Why was it important to highlight local artists in their upcoming concerts?
Well, I mean, I'll take this one, Andrew, if that's cool with you. Mm-hmm. I think so often it's our duty here at this radio station to get into the community and showcase local talent because they live here, they work here, they are here, they make this a more interesting place to live and to be. In most of our cases, I think these are artists that are passing through, at least the tracks you're about to hear, but there's often a local contingent that's opening for these bands. But man, we have a fantastic local music scene here in Sacramento, and every opportunity that I can get to stick them on Hey Listen or talk about them online, I take.
Andrew, anything to add?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, live music, like most industries and people, took a beating during the pandemic. So I think with this, helping to help live music get back out there and get back in, you know, everybody's sort of routine of weekends, of going out to check out new bands in particular, I think is a service that we can provide.
So what's the criteria? What does it take to make the cut for you to recommend that people spend their time and money?
you take this one.
I hope to highlight artists not only that make great music, but also like are very good live performers and music that I think the live sort of venue, being with people and hearing them, sort of the dBs pounding in your chest, benefit from. And so that's what I tend to like to pick.
Absolutely agree with Andrew. I like to spotlight, just like with Hey Listen, underheard artists that I think need more exposure. Okay. And in many cases, just bands that have been going and going and going and, you know, just have a dedicated road dog indie cred.
I was going to ask, how much of this are people that you're like, I've been listening to these guys forever. What's it going to take? And how much of it is first listen, oh my God, this is huge?
Well, let's find out.
Okay. So, Andrew, your first pick is Kepi Gooley, who's performing with Hutch Harris in the Starlet Room at Harlow's on February 14th. He's been performing with the Groovy Ghoulies in Sacramento since the 80s. Can you describe his sound and what people listening expect if they attend the performance? Is it those dBs pounding the chest?
It is indeed. Okay. Punk rock at its finest, really. I mean, performing with the Groovy Ghoulies since about the 80s, that group is no longer around, sadly, but they've been keeping that 80s punk rock vibe going for a while. Think like The Clash, Iggy Pop, The Ramones, stuff like that. And so has been doing his solo career and keeping that punk rock flavor alive.
At Harlow's on the 14th, would you recommend it as a Valentine's date?
I would 100%. I mean, it's very hard to get a reservation on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So I recommend folks pitch to their partner or their significant other, grab some pizza, grab a ticket to the show, dance the night away.
Let's take a listen now to Kepi Gooley's cover of David Bowie's Heroes. I like it.
I'm glad you do. It's quite good.
Little additional tempo to what Bowie gave us.
Yeah, popping it up, you know, bring it into the sort of punk rock vibe. And I should mention this show is also featuring Hutch Harris, formerly of the punk rock group The Thermals. And so this show is really a two for one.
Okay, Harlow's on the 14th. Now, Nick, your pick is the Los Angeles-based rapper and comedian Open Mike Eagle. He's performing February 18th with Video Dave, Bay Good and Space, is it? Is
oh, yeah. Bay God and Space are a Sacramento production powerhouse. Two okay. different producers that'll be performing. And then, yeah, Video Dave and Open Mic Eagle. This is a rescheduled show from earlier in January. It's happening on the 19th at the Starlet Room. And, yeah, what I love about Open Mic is that he is such a renaissance man. You mentioned comedian as well as rapper. He's a podcast host. He's just an all-around affable presence behind the microphone in everything that he does.
Now, he has songs with hip-hop icon MF Doom. I'm not sure I can say that on public radio. And he describes his music as art rap. Can you unpack what that means and describe the sound?
Well, you know, I sort of abandoned trying to unpack genres long ago when genres became subgenres of subgenres of subgenres. I've kind of just started, I don't know if I'm just settling into middle age or but it's just sort of like, if I like this, if he tells me it's art rap, I believe him. Okay. So what we're about to hear is indeed art rap. I think it's got like sort of an indie rock kind of aesthetic to it. It's just, it's... Yeah, well, you'll hear it. This is a track.
Open Mic Eagle. It's from his 2022 album, Component System with the Auto Reverse. I'm old enough to know what that means. And the song is 79th and Stony Island.
I used to stand on phone book, the turnover off the NOLA. Shook up cold as a ghost foot. I used to cry when I wrote hooks. Where's the dry in my notebook? Everything's high octane. I like to hide in the quatrain. Sell it for high on the blockchain. But no keys fit the keyhole. Pick up the team like a veto. Tall, we big as a beanpole. I seen the checklist, we done several. He made a spoon out of gunmetal. I picked the daisy to one petal. And do they love me or love me not? I got the ends, I'm unsettled. I made a wish on the dishwater. I want a nap and a big offer. I love rap, it's a bit awkward.
Not that it means anything coming from me, but that's really good.
I think it means everything coming from Mike Haggerty. Well, I love Open Mic's flow. I love his references. They're both niche and universal. He's got deep cuts from everything from the Golden Girls to a nod to NPR's Tiny Desk on this new record, and that barely scratches the surface. Wow. Very literate, very funny, very good.
Okay, so Andrew, back to DBs in the chest. This next band with an incredible name that sounds like it might be what you were talking about. Bass Drum of Death.
Yes.
They are playing February 22nd at the Goldfield Trading Post in Midtown. Bass Drum of Death is described as bluesy rock duo from Mississippi. But how would you describe their sound, and what are some other artists that maybe people could put it into context by knowing?
I keep coming back to the word scuzzy. It's a, you know, a bit grimy, fuzzy, distorted, swampy, really. You can feel the humidity of Mississippi, I feel like, when you listen to Bass Drum of Death. And I think the most sort of mainstream comparison point I can think of is the Black Keys. Okay. And they've had like a similar trajectory of sound, blues, rock, roots starting out. And then as they've evolved, adding on more different varied production elements, different inspiration from different genres. Both bands also quite good.
Okay, so let's take a listen to Say Your Prayers from Bass Drum of Death's latest album, Say I Won't. And because my son, who is also named Andrew, got me a Black Keys CD for my birthday about 12 years ago, saying, we really need to get you out of Steely Dan, I actually have context for Bass Drum of Death.
There you go.
I understand and that sound.
There's, of course, nothing wrong with a good bit of Steely Dan, but I hope to see you at the show, Mike, in the mosh pit, bouncing around. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, mosh pit. So, Nick, I get the feeling, I get the feeling that Harlow's has plenty of great artists coming through the Starlet Room, and this next artist, Quasi, is it Quasi or Quasi?
I've always pronounced it Quasi.
Quasi. Is also playing the venue February 26th. This is a Portland-based duo. They're steadily releasing singles on the iconic indie label Sub Pop. But what about their new music is exciting to your ears?
You know, I think it's become just tighter and I've always liked Quasi. I think it's the consistency that they have put out since their first record. They released their first album in 1997, and by 1998, wow, they kind of sort of found themselves. And I feel like they've been in like a really good rut's not the right word. What happens? Mm-hmm. Like, what's a positive
groove?
Version of the word? There you go, groove. Let's go with groove. They're excellent. They're again, I get drawn to bands with witty lyrics and who are kind of snide and insightful, and that's one of the reasons that I continue to seek out Quasi.
Well, 25 years in, any band that's not running out of gas is already remarkable, and if these guys are hitting a stride, that's great.
If any band deserves a larger profile, I really think it's them, just given their indie rock cred. Sam Coombs, he's worked with Built to Spill and Elliot Smith. Their drummer and vocalist Janet Weiss is probably best known as a founding member of Oregon power trio Slater Kinney, and she's worked with just about everybody in indie rock. So these two together, mwah.
So let's hear Quasi and a bit of Queen of Ears.
They're dirty bathrooms and casual disarray. Recall to your mind the comforts of home. And I float above it all. Wizard of idleness, mistress of
Those are all great song selections, and I'm sure we're all in for a great treat at every one of those appearances. Nick Brunner, host of Hey Listen, Cap Radio's Modern Music Discovery Program, and Andrew Garcia, host of News and Music. Thank you both for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You can learn more about these musical acts on Cap Radio's Instagram account and on Hey Listen, which airs Saturdays from 3 to 5 and again from 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks for joining us and sharing your picks, guys. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you want to join the information, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobus and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producers are Megan Minotta, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Insight's technical directors, Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Muniz and Chris Feltz. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Mike Haggerty. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.